Let us turn in God's word to Isaiah, again that chapter that we looked at, our text earlier. But I want to draw your attention this time to verse 9, especially the latter part of the verse. The angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bore them and carry them all the days of old. This is a good description of our Savior Jesus Christ. We have his person described for us here. He is the angel of his presence. That doesn't mean that he is a created angel. No, he is the uncreated creator. He is the Son of God, the Word who was with God, who is himself God, and who in the fullness of time was made flesh and dwelt among us. The angel of his fates, the one who has his likeness, the one in whom we behold the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Only of him can these things be said. He saved his people. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed his people. He bore them. He carried them all the days of old. I want to particularly think about the actions of the Savior here and the verbs of saving and keeping activity. He redeemed them. He bore them. He carried them. He redeemed them first of all. That tells us of the price. It tells us of the bondage that they had as sinners. It tells us of the darkness of the kingdom to which they belonged, Satan's kingdom, that they had to be redeemed. No redemption without the paying of a price. No redemption without cost. The cost was great, because the sinfulness was dark and deep. And the imprisonment was just. Sinners in bondage because of their depravity and their fall. But he paid the cost. For we are redeemed not with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious, the costly blood of Jesus Christ, as of a lamb without spot and blemish. He paid the price. We are not our own. We have been bought. We have been purchased, redeemed by blood. And so we remember his redemptive work. Not only redeemed, not only purchased and bought in the slave market, and the price laid down and paid in full. After that, he bore them. The sense is that he raised them. He lifted them. He raised them out of the dunghill. He bore them out of their sin and depravity. He found them in their lost estate. And rather than being reviled and, as it were, turning away from them, he loved them and he lifted them. The poet put it, "Love lifted me." That was Christ's love. He bore them, lifted them out, helpless, hopeless, fallen sinners in the dunghill, but he lifted them out. He bore them. And then he carried them away from their sin, carried them away from their dunghill where he found them and dug them out of. He carried them through life. He carried them through all the troubles that they faced, through all the difficulties that they came upon in their life. He carried them through it all. He, like the shepherd who went into the wilderness and he found the lost sheep, he lifted it up out of its pit or where it was, and he put it on his shoulders and he carried it. He carried it back to the house, carried it back to the Father's house, and he carries his people to the place where he came from, the Father's house. He came into the world to find them, he lifted them up, and he carries them back home to be with him and to be with his Father forever and ever. Carries them through the thickness and the thinness and the darkness and the problems and the troubles to a blessed and a happy end. So these are the actions of our divine Savior. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And that brings us to the quality of these actions. Because it is not enough for the prophet to say, he redeemed them, he bore them, he carried them. He has to say something about the quality of those actions. Chiefly the love and the pity. In love and pity, he redeemed them. In love and pity, he bore them, he lifted them. That was how he felt. That was why he did it. That was why he paid the price. That was why he lifted them up. That is why he carries them to everlasting glory in his love and pity. An everlasting love and an unending pity. An unchanging quality. You notice there are also all the days of old. Every day. Not one day was it different. Not one day did he fail to carry them. The Lord never will fail to carry you. All the days, whatever the most difficult day is that you will face, whatever the darkest day you may have to go through, all the days of old, not one will be missed. He'll still be carrying you. You mightn't feel you're being carried. You may feel that you're low and in the lowest, but no, he carries them all the days. Underneath are still the everlasting arms. It's an enduring, a constant, and an unchangeable carriage that Jesus gives his people. How did the psalmist put it? Goodness and mercy shall pursue me all the days. The same expression, all the days, every day, until at last I get to the Father's house and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forevermore, every day until the destination's reached. These are the qualities of these activities. What does this mean then in practice? Well, it means that the Lord is present with us. He came for us, he redeemed us, he bears us, he lifts us, he carries us. That means he's with us. These are activities of one who is present. And so the Lord is with you, child of God. Your faith in Jesus Christ brings near to you an ever-present Savior. He's near. He will not drop you. He will not disappoint you. He will never cause you to be dismayed. That's the Lord. And also it tells us of his patience to carry me all the days. The days when I forgot him. The days when I failed just to be faithful. He still carried me because he's patient. His presence, His patience is awesome. And then His power. It takes power to carry us. It takes power to keep us. It takes power to prevent Satan from snatching us away from his grip. It takes power to overcome all our sins and all our declensions and all our backslidings. Power. These are the qualities of the angel of his presence, our Savior Jesus Christ. And so may these thoughts bless your heart. And as we now come to especially think about the price that was paid and the cost of our salvation. For it was not a cheap cost, because it was the cost of a body, a precious, precious body, specially prepared by the Holy Spirit, a body which thou hast given me, the Lord Jesus said, a body of the incarnate God, but a body broken for our sins. A body that contained blood, the life of the soul, the life of the bodies in the blood. The blood is shed. That's the cost. Let us pray. Our Father, we give thee thanks for the great plan of salvation, the great wonder of a Redeemer. We thank thee for sending thy Son. He is thy bosom Son. He is the one who has and always will be in thy bosom. The Word was with God. The angel of thy face. And in the fullness of time, thou didst send him into the world. We thank thee for that. Thank thee for this great redemptive work. Thank thee for how it was foreshadowed, how it was foretold, how it was finalized, and how it was fulfilled, and how it will be brought to everlasting fruition at the end of time, to thy glory and to thy praise. And so we worship thee, O God, our Redeemer. And we thank thee for thy so great salvation. We pray that thou wilt bless thy people, that thou wilt thrill their hearts, that thou wilt excite them again with a glimpse of thy glory and greatness. And so as we partake of this feast, make us truly appreciative of all that Jesus Christ has suffered for us. May he be glorified. May we be sanctified too, also through this feast. May we become just a little more like him, changed from glory to glory. So bless thy people. Encourage their hearts. Encourage their souls. Thrill them and keep them and carry them with thee, Lord, all their days to thy glory. And so we give thee thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.